This is an executive summary of residential and apartment rights explained, Baker 1031 Investments from Baker 1031 Investments. Residential rights are among the most familiar in the right universe because they own something everyone understands, housing people rent. An apartment right owns multifamily buildings and earns income from the rent its residents pay. The broader residential sector also includes single-family rentals, manufactured housing communities, and student or senior housing. What makes residential rights distinctive is the short lease. Apartment leases typically run a year, so rents reset frequently, giving the sector pricing power that can respond to inflation and changing demand. Demand for rental housing is driven by population and household formation, job growth, and the affordability of home ownership. When home prices and mortgage rates are high, more people rent. This guide explains what residential rights own, the demand drivers behind apartment demand, how rent growth and occupancy drive income, the sector's risks, including new supply, regulation, and downturns, and the notable types of residential rights. Note that sector performance varies and past performance does not guarantee future results. This is educational information, not investment advice, and rights suitability depends on your situation. Residential rights are just one slice of the broader right market, so it helps to read this alongside our complete guide to private and non-traded rights. This summary is for educational purposes only. Review the cited sources and discuss your circumstances with your CPA, attorney, and qualified intermediary.